The San Antonio Spurs pay the Utah Jazz back with stifling defense in the second quarter. The Jazz battle but can't put it off, and Ricky Rubio's great play continues. That's all coming up on Postcast. Today's edition of Postcast is brought to you in part by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Get all your holiday shopping done there. June pies on Fridays. Hopefully you didn't miss out on them. Anyway, let's go to it, Ron. The Jazz had two sequences that really cost them the game. They missed nine straight shots in the first quarter and in the second quarter to open the quarter, and the Spurs went on a 17-0 run. And then the Jazz missed eight straight shots to end the second quarter to make it a 12-0 run. They fell down by 18 at halftime, down by 21 early in the third. So what caused the Jazz to have those difficulties?
Well, when the Jazz struggle and they're not making shots, it's definitely hard for them to catch up. I mean, this is a team that needs to be close or be a front runner. And you know, I thought the Spurs did a great job of keeping the Jazz from turning the corner and breaking the paint. Something they did very, very well in the first time these two teams met. That was one of the reasons they had so many looks at the three-point shot. Now, true enough, late in the ball game, there was just, you know, they were feeling it and they were making some threes there. But the Jazz did not get a chance to break the paint a lot and just get that blender going.
In the first quarter, it felt to me the Jazz got looks that they missed. They missed their first, I think, seven threes of the night. And I feel like when this team starts to miss their threes, they have a hard time staying confident to keep taking them.
You got a point. You really have a point. And it's just, you know, again, they have to be – I'm finding out that this is a very good front-running team. You know, if they get off to a good start and they're in the league, they make it awfully difficult for their opponents. And tonight I thought, you know, early in the ball game, you know, they had made a few shots and all that kind of stuff. But still, the defense of the San Antonio Spurs, perimeter defense anyway, was a little bit stronger, they were a little bit more attached than they were in the first ball game the Jazz played them.
The Jazz problem started when they went to their bench. They had a terrible sequence for about 2 minutes where they got outscored by 7 points to close out the quarter, and then Donovan came back to play the point guard to open the second quarter and had no rhythm as well. So when Rubio checked out and the Jazz went to their bench with Dante first and then Donovan second, that backup point guard position without Howell Neto really didn't play well in the first half.
Well, it's what – I don't know what Quinn's going to do about that, you know, if he's just going to stick with one guy or the other. I think that one of the reasons that he went with Dante had one heck of a basketball game against the Houston Rockets. He seemed to play very, very well and scored. I thought his defense was good. And maybe with the size of DeRozan that he thought that he was going to get something – more out of Dante.
And the thing is, Dante's got to become a player that can play well against all types of opponents. Houston is his matchup where he's great, right? They switch defensively. He can go one-on-one. He can do a lot of things. That's why Quinn played him in that matchup. So the next step for Dante is he's got to be good against San Antonio. He's got to be good against Memphis. He's got to be good against other types of teams in that process.
I don't know if I have Dante figured out yet, but if I had to say anything about the type of player that he is, I would say he's a defensive player first. And offensively, when he's open, and when he needs to break the paint, do it mostly in early offense.
If I had to make a guess, mm-hmm. I'm still holding with Trevor Ariza with electrifying speed.
Okay. I can agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Trezor Ariza didn't try to break the paint a lot, though, and try to get to the basket off the dribble. But Dante can do that. So it's hard to figure out his game and how I think he should be used on this team. I would never voice that, my opinion, to anyone, especially the coach, you know, something like that. But it's just hard to figure out his game right now.
It's hard to figure it out. All right, so the big change in the Spurs end of things is that Rudy Gay goes from having a scoreless night against us last time to dropping 23 points and 15 rebounds tonight. And it did feel as though the offensive rebounding of the Spurs is what precluded the Jazz from being able to complete the comeback tonight.
Well, they had 10. And Rudy Gay had three of those. But remember how many broken plays they had and they ended up getting points out of them? I mean, those things happen when you got the momentum and teams are scrambling, trying to catch up. You know, but you said it at the beginning of the ballgame that they were going to be ready and things were going to be a little bit different. Just didn't expect for the Jazz to have that drought there in the second quarter.
Terry Sanders says, Rudy can't let Aldridge get to his spots like that. It's really not that easy. It's a pick and roll with Patty Mills. Patty Mills is now coming at Rudy off the pick from Aldridge. And when Aldridge pops back two steps, Rudy can't release off the guard until our guard gets back onto the ball. So if you listen to what Johnny Bryant said at halftime, Johnny Bryant really put it on our guards defensively, saying we needed better ball pressure on the ball so that they could get back in front, allowing Rudy to release and get back to Aldridge.
And what he means by that, and just think about practice, David, when Quinn Snyder is talking about you got to lock guys in and you got to ride them over the screens, and this is what we haven't seen here. Locking them in, meaning you got to get that forearm on the hip, and you have to ride them so you can get between the screener and the guy you're guarding or the basketball. That way he's not able to get you on his backside to the point where he can come back across horizontal across the lane, and that's when the problem starts, because now he keeps stretching it and stretching it, and Rudy has to stay with him, otherwise he's going to go all the way to the basket, and that's where the pick and pop coach comes into play.
All right, Donovan Mitchell had 0 points in the first half. He'd gone scoreless for four straight quarters. He had 25 in the second half, 27 in the second half. Ricky Rubio goes 11 of 23 shooting tonight, 3 of 8 from 3. He missed some late. But this is a guy over the last 11 games who's shooting 50% from the floor and 42% from 3. He's kind of right back on those numbers again tonight. What are you seeing out of Ricky?
Well, his confidence is back, and I'm glad to see that, because I really think he's so important to the Jazz offense. I love it when he keeps his dribble alive and can score off of it, or he makes plays for others. So hopefully that continues, the confidence stays as high as it is, because that's a position, I think, for the Jazz that's very, very important.
And Tabo Cephalosha was very good off the bench as well tonight. 4 of 4, 9 points in 14 minutes. So the Jazz lose to the Spurs, 110-97. We'll be in Oklahoma City tomorrow for you. We will probably go live early tomorrow so we can watch the Kyle Korver warm-up 90 minutes before the game. I'll remind you on that on Twitter about 1,200 times between now and then. Have a good one.